started to say was that if you've been with us in those first three lessons and the material that we handed out, and it talks about John, it talks about the birth of Jesus, etc. And this lesson four and lesson five, and as we go on, it'll not always stay in what we call the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It'll bring in other passages as well. Our purpose in the beginning was to look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And so when it, if you have lesson four, and if you don't, I'll hand it out to you in a second, you'll find that there are passages from Psalms and Hebrews and 1 John and 1 Peter. We may look at those, but that's not the emphasis that I wanted to have in the class. It's good thoughts. It's good to bring it out. But here in lesson four, the temptation of Jesus, he goes into temptation in other passages. And however much we want to look at that, that's fine. Does anybody need lesson four? We handed it out last week, and some were not here and didn't get it. Oh, two? Oh,
just one?
Okay. You don't have your... Got visitors today. One person all the way from California. Another person from Marysville. Where's California? Lesson four.
Oh, this is lesson.
Yeah. All right. Now, since some of you weren't here last week, and I know at least one or two of you are very interested in the slides that we showed you last week, you don't have to have this sheet with you particularly, but it's the two-page that starts the life of Christ, the timeline of the life of Christ on first page, second page, and then on the third page, it has the journey from Egypt, from Bethlehem, from Egypt, return to Nazareth, that map there. And then down to the bottom, it says Jesus' baptism and temptation. And on the last page, it has the house of Herod. Now, last week, we looked at the paragraphs, two of them here, on the baptism and temptation of Jesus. And we showed some slides as to the possible place in which Jesus was tempted. It says he was in the wilderness of Judea, and Satan came to him and tempted him. Now, that's lesson four that we're going to be looking at, but I thought since some of you weren't here, we'd show you some of that. It mentions here in this paragraph that the religious sect of the Essenes, this is down at the bottom of that first paragraph, from Qumran, professed similar doctrines of repentance and baptism that John the Immerser was teaching. Jesus was baptized at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan River. See John 1, verse 28. John also baptized in Enon near to Salem. And both of those places are possibly identified. We don't know for sure where Enon near Salem is, nor the traditional place where Jesus was baptized. But we mention on this sheet, it mentions the Essenes at Qumran. And let's see if I can get this. I think I blanked it out, so I guess I better get this one here. There we go. That's, if you can see it, maybe Beth, you want to turn those lights off but just for a minute here. That's the ruins of the Qumran community, which is at the north end of the Dead Sea when you're very, very light there. But you can see a little blue over here on the right. That's the north end of the Dead Sea. You're looking east here. If you turn around and look west, and this is the Qumran community, where the Essenes were, that had some, evidently, some teachings that were very similar to John's. And there's the ruins in there. There is a, forgotten the word for it, Mekva. Anyway, there is a place where there's a water, where there would have been water, a pool, big enough, and it's bigger than our pool back here, for people to be immersed in. If you look from there, if this fellow, as I said last week, if this fellow here just looked straight to where he's looking, facing there, then you see the caves where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found. Anyway, it's interesting that this sheet that we are talking about mentions the Essenes there and had teaching of God. Now, so far as where Jesus was baptized, the Jordan River comes out of the, comes out of the Sea of Galilee. That's not probably where Jesus was baptized. Here, if you're standing in the Sea of Galilee, into the Jordan River, you'd be standing right here at the bottom. You're looking into the Sea of Galilee, and there you see the Jordan River coming out of the Sea of Galilee. So that's probably not the area where Jesus was baptized. The water there is very nice and pure. It comes down from Mount Hermon, runs through the Sea of Galilee, and then out the Jordan River on down. You remember Naaman in 2 Kings 5, didn't want to go and wash in the Jordan River to be healed of his leprosy. He may have been thinking the muddy Jordan down there by Jericho, but anyway. So anyhow, Jesus then was taken into the wilderness to be tempted. And this is not as plain as I'd like for it to be, but you were standing on this hill actually looking back toward Jerusalem. And anybody know what time of year this might have been? I know, don't answer me, Beth. This picture here, when it was taken. See those clouds back there? When is there a rainy season? January, February, March. So this is February. Now you turn around from this picture here, more or less, and then you'll get a feeling for the Judean wilderness. I mean, it's desolate. You're getting down, if I remember correctly, this is getting down below sea level. You get on down to the Dead Sea, you're 900 feet below sea level. I don't see any big trees like we have around here. It's desolate. Was Jesus tempted right there? I have no idea. No one does. But he was taken to a high mountain by Satan. This is standing with your back to the city of Jericho, the ruins anyway. It could have been that mountain there. Who knows? But it would be high enough that he cast himself off. He wouldn't live. Anyhow, there's another one that's just to the right of that other mountain. That mountain is flat top because there's a monastery up there, I believe it was. Then, but also Satan took Jesus to Jerusalem. And I hope you can see this. It's not as clear as I'd like. But, and it says there that he took him up to the pinnacle of the temple. Of course, we don't know exactly where that was. There's speculation that if you see the wall here, this would be the eastern wall of the Temple Mount. The temple would have been out of the picture over here to the right. This is a Muslim mosque there. And these walls from about here up were built after Herod. Some of Herod's stones are in here. But anyhow, there are two places of the possibility of the pinnacle of the temple where Jesus was taken by Satan. One of them is you come here on this wall and you make a 90-degree turn. You see this corner right there. That would be one of them. And I'll show you a picture from there in just a moment. But the other one is you keep going along this wall, and you can't see it, but there's another 90-degree turn that goes on the west side, the wall on the west side, where the Wailing Wall is. And this one had an inscription that they found where the priests blow the trumpet. The priests would blow the trumpet for certain festivals and so on. So some people think that's maybe where he was taken. It was where the priests blew the trumpet. But this one here gives, whether this is where it was or not, the pinnacle of the temple, gives you kind of an idea. If Jesus was to have jumped off there, this is that corner. It's blurred. But if you stand up here, if you stand right here, then you're going to see this rock or this stone right here. And the perspective is not real good, but that's quite a ways. If you can see a drop, yeah. From here to here, I'm not good. It's at least 50 feet or more. So Is that where Jesus was tempted by Satan? Took him to the pinnacle of the temple? Nobody knows for certain. But at least it kind of gives you an idea of what it looked like, possibly where he was. Okay, lights back on, please. Any question about any of the material that we've covered so far, either in those slides or anything else? Ted? Yeah. Good question. It's way ahead of where we are. We'll get to that, Ted, in lesson number 4. His question was, don't let us forget it. One of the temptations of Jesus, Satan took him and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. If you fall down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. What in the world does that mean? We'll get to that in just a moment. I had another thought as I was listening to Ted, and now I don't know what it was. Okay. I just remembered it. If I can get it to come back up here. Well, I don't know if you're interested or not. This picture was taken 39 years ago. And it's really interested. You wouldn't recognize this area here because they've excavated since then, and they found, this would be what would be called the City of David, and they found steps up to the temple gates here. And they found a lot of interesting stuff in this area here, possibly dating all the way back to Solomon. But I just thought, it doesn't look like that today, just so I could tell you, make sure you, because they do so much excavating, at least as much as they can. Muslims won't let them go down underneath the temple or under the grounds for the most part. But anyhow, it doesn't look like that today, so I didn't want to mislead you. You wouldn't know any difference anyway, would you? 39 years ago, that's a lot of years to excavate there. All right, parallel passages, and we've got them up here. In lesson 4 is Matthew 4, 1 through 11, Mark 1, verse 12 and 13, and Luke 4, verse 1 through 13. Now, next week, when I hand out the sheet today, if that's what I do, next week it'll be lesson 5. It's going to be mostly in John and none in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But see the harmony of the gospel sheet that we handed out. You don't have to, but if you'd use that sheet, you'll see how I got these passages. And I know it's on our question sheet, lesson 4, 3, 4, and so on. But the harmony of the gospel sheet will show you in parallel columns, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And if there's anything in Matthew, it'll list it. If anything in Luke, it will. But if Mark is blank, well, then that passage is not in Mark. And so when you get over to lesson 5, you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in those parallel parallel columns. You'll see Matthew, Mark, and Luke are blank, but John 1 has something to say that is not in the other three. So I didn't want to think you didn't understand that, but I thought I would explain that a little bit. Matthew 1, get your Bibles out. We're going to read. I said Matthew 1, it's Matthew 4, verse 1. Matthew 4. I'm sorry. Throw you off again. Luke 4. I want to read it in Luke. We read Matthew a lot. I want to read it in Luke. So Luke 4, as you see there down at the bottom of the column, where Luke 4. Everybody in Luke 4, beginning with verse 1. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led about the Spirit in the wilderness. So this is our lesson on the temptation of Jesus. He was tempted in the wilderness. He returned from the Jordan. He was baptized. He was immersed by John. And then he is led by the Spirit into the wilderness. I almost got it reversed. Verse 2, he's led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days while being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they had ended, he became hungry. I think if you look at Matthew's account, does it say he didn't eat anything for 40 days and 40 nights? Matthew and Luke contradict each other? No, just Luke didn't give that other little bit of information. It was 40 days and 40 nights. Verse 3 of Luke 4. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. And Jesus answered him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Verse 5. And he led him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. This is what Ted was asking about. We'll get back to it. Verse 6, the devil said to him, I will give you all this domain and its glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, it shall all be yours. Jesus answered him, said to him, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And he led him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning you to guard you. And on their hands they shall bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. The devil quote quick. Can the devil quote scripture? He just did, didn't he? We'll come back to that. Verse 12, Jesus answered him and said, it is said, you shall not force a test on the Lord your God. When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Probably a very familiar account to us, but we'll look at some review questions here, spend a little time on the questions for thought. How came Jesus to be in the wilderness? We just read it. So all these answers, you just like that, you'll be able to answer out, right? How come Jesus, who did?
Holy Spirit.
Okay, the Holy Spirit led him there. Who met him there, and what is he called? The tempter, that's what he's called. Who met him there? The devil. This version, by the way, I was reading from the New American Standard Version. Number 3, how long had Jesus been in the wilderness and what had he eaten? Before Satan came out and tempted him, how long had he been in the wilderness? We all know that.
40 days.
All right. And as we said, Matthew says 40 days and 40 nights. And he hadn't eaten anything. What's the first temptation which Satan presented to Christ?
Make stone into bread.
Would you have been hungry after 40 days and not having eaten? Would that have been a temptation? You're hungry. These stones, you can make them into bread. And Jesus could, couldn't he? What was Jesus' answer, number 5? And shall not live by bread alone. Number 6, what's the second temptation which Satan presented to Christ? Okay. I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Okay. It depends on which one is the second temptation, Nathan said. So, we've got some things here that are a little different, don't we? Matthew says the second one is this. Luke says it was that. Is that right, Nathan? Okay, go ahead. Okay. All right. That's one explanation. He pointed out that in the first chapter of Luke, I'm writing this to you, Theophilus, in the order in which it happened. So probably if there is one order over the other of Matthew and Luke, Luke's would be the order in which it happened. If not, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. They both talked about the same temptations, didn't they? Anyway, let's see what were we there. Number six. What was the second temptation which Satan presented to Christ? Which one did Luke say is the second? Offer him the kingdom of the world. Okay, I put cast off the pinnacle of the temple. And why did I do that? I was looking at Matthew. Okay. Number seven, what was Jesus' reply? We're going to talk about making the stones into bread. What was his reply? Did we get that yet? Oh, that's the first one. So, number seven, what was Jesus' reply? Well, okay. We got to say, well, which one of the second one is that we're talking about? But referring to Luke, all right. What was the third temptation? Number eight. What was the third temptation which Satan presented to Christ? Okay. And what did Jesus say in answer to him? Don't put the Lord your God to test. Did Jesus just think that up? Or did he say, it is written? So Jesus quoted scripture as well, didn't he?
All three times,
exactly. That's my point. And this lesson, that's part of the application, I guess you could say, that we have here on this lesson sheet. Are we tempted? We are, and what should be our answer every time? Obvious, it is written. We've got it in our head, or we know where to find it. It is written. Okay. So, when Jesus was tempted that final third time, number 9, number 10, what did Satan do? He left. For how long? For an opportune time, for a season. We're getting different versions here, but they're all the same. What did you say, Larry?
Till he had another chance.
Another way of putting it. All right. When are men tempted? Oh, here we go to James, the first chapter. When are men tempted? That could have several answers, couldn't it? All the time? I don't think that's the answer that this guy's looking for, but what is this passage here, James 1, that he says when men are tempted, men are... They're enticed. I heard that much, Lord. And drawn away by their own lust and enticed, okay? Who's responsible, number 12, for our being tempted to sin? Says give some thought to this question. Is there one answer? Oh, there's two? Maybe three? Four or five? What are the answers? Okay. Yourself, as we looked at in James 1 there. Ward?
Yeah. All right.
Deny.
Okay. Barbara. In your hair. Yeah. Ward, I meant to stop and comment on his comment. It was good. It's self. If we don't have control of self, Satan's not going to have control of us either. But anyway, then that's practically what the saying that Barbara quoted. Brian?
The guy who put these questions together referred to James 1:14. Verse 13 reads, "Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone."
Okay. So we know for certain it's not God that tempts us, right, Kelly?
Well, if you keep reading in verse 14, each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he's dragged away and enticed. But I think maybe there's a different connotation of temptation, because Jesus wasn't drawn away by his own lust and enticed. In other words, it says when by your own evil desire. Why it was a temptation. I mean, Christ could have turned it into what would have been wrong if he turned it into this. I mean, other than the fact that the devil suggested it.
You've got a point there that James says that evil desire. Now, it depends on what that phrase means. If Jesus had had no desire to eat bread, would it have been a temptation? So there's where the temptation for Jesus is. Could he have had a desire to rule the kingdoms of the world? It wouldn't have been a temptation if that desire might not have been in his mind. I don't know what it was or not, but it wouldn't be a temptation if you don't have the desire. Is that right? Patrick got his hand up, and then Ted. What are you reading, Kelly? New NIV, okay. Throw Kelly's out. When she read that, I said, that doesn't sound like what my version says. Go ahead. Now, that's the culmination of the temptation and yielding to it. And Jesus didn't do that, did he? Let's see here. If I can get over here. This is not a familiar book. New American says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he's carried away and enticed by his own lust." Evil is not there. I don't know where it is or not. Except in verse 13. What does verse 13 say again?
God cannot be tempted by evil.
Okay. All right, he's not tempted by evil, but each one is tempted. Yeah. I would, without looking at the Greek, I would say the word evil is not there, and NIV thought that it would be good to add that word there because it is noted that God is not tempted with evil. Okay. Ted, we got to get to you.
Yeah, you remember that.
That what?
The comedian, Flip Wilson.
Oh, Flip Wilson, yeah, the devil made me do it.
Yeah, well, he had that before. He played the part of some reverend. I can't remember what he called it, reverend social, of the church of what's happening now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And somebody did something he didn't like, you know, and the devil made him do it.
Yeah.
Well, of course, the devil can't make us do anything. He has no power over us other than what we choose to do.
Yeah, I always thought that when he said that, he was trying to put it off from himself. Devil made me do it. I couldn't help it. No. Devil may have had some temptation there, but like Jesus. But number 13. How was Jesus tempted? What mo?
Same as we are.
All right, the passage there, Hebrews 4:15, has got the answer to that, but how was Jesus tempted? Well, if you didn't look at Hebrews, you'd say, well, he was tempted by Satan, but that, and the first one was that he was hungry, so he was tempted. But Jesus was tempted in all points like we are, yet without sin, Hebrews 4:15. What temptation did Satan present to Eve? How do we get way back to her? It's about Christ. Go ahead. What temptation did Satan present to Eve? Mary, your hand first.
I always think that it's so funny that people say, you can't send a tree. Is that true?
You ever heard of gluttony? Okay. Demote, you had your hand up too. Wise as God. So that presented to her, I'd like to be wise as God. Go ahead, your hand up. Okay. Like God. Yeah. Barbara? And Jesus the same. 1 John is a passage that lists all three of those means of temptation. There's not any other way that we're tempted except those three ways. Okay. Number 15, what means did Jesus recommend to escape temptation? I don't know if he recommended, that's what he used, and we've already talked about it. Daniel? He may have, I can't prove that, that he didn't do anything while he's there in the 40 days or did something. We don't know what he did. Right? Being tempted. There's the key right there, whether or not that's a present participle. Is that what it'd be? Continual action.
or where there's the aorist tense. And we're looking at Luke 4. Okay.
The American in Luke 4, 2, the being by.
So, Daniel may have a point. If this is being tempted, he was led up in the Spirit during 40 days, being tempted of the devil. That's something for you to look at. If you're of a mind to, see whether or not that's present tense or aorist tense. Whether it's present or past or what, I won't get into the Greek on that, but that's the question there. Kelly? Yeah?
It says where for 40 days he was tempted. He was led by the Spirit in the desert where for 40 days he was tempted.
Yeah.
But, you know, this would be the end of the temptation either. I mean, if he experienced all the temptation of Jesus, he experienced it in his daily life. This is the representation.
All right. So probably what we have here is a matter of grammar. Some says being. I don't remember now what the others say. The thing is, if for 40 days he was tempted in these three ways, is there any other way to be tempted other than in those three ways? Any temptation, does it fall under, what, somebody say it for me, pride of life? Pride of life, I heard that. Lust of the eyes. And lust of the flesh. Is there any temptation that wouldn't fall under those three ways? That's your assignment for next week also. Barbara? Well, that's the question, Barbara. Being tempted, verse 2 of Luke 4, during the 40 days, being tempted of the devil. The question there is, during those 40 days, was he tempted? The grammar there may lend itself to that. Now, when they were completed, in the latter part of verse 2, he did eat nothing in those days, and when they were completed, that is, the 40 days were completed, he was hungry. So the devil tempted him with bread. All right, that's it for today on that those two questions, if you will. And we'll come back to that if you do your homework. If you don't, we won't come back to it. And I'll hand you lesson number 5 because we will finish lesson 4, I think, next week. And this is the first miracle, and Jesus cleanses the temple. Now, I'm not going to leave lesson 4. We need to look at some other things probably. So bring it back with you, lesson 4, but I'll give you lesson 5 so that you can be looking at it as well. And if we don't take up the whole time with lesson 4, then we will go into lesson 5. Now, as I said earlier, lesson 5, mainly the passages in 1 John, not 1 John, first chapter of John, John 1, verse 35 through 51. And as I said, maybe you look at the sheet that we have, the harmony of the Gospels, and you see where the passages are or are not. And so I appreciate your participation, good questions, good comments. And you Greek scholars want to tell me whether or not being is there in the present tense or the aorist. And Ted's question to work on was?
Could Satan really have given him all of it?
Oh, yes, that's right. I knew that we weren't finished. And Ted's question, could Satan actually give Jesus all the kingdoms of the world? That was one of the temptations.
He went up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. Everybody got that? Any question? All right.